USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin asked the court to declare a mistrial, citing misconduct in closing arguments and ongoing comments from public officials they feel will influence the jury's decision.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
U.S. Representative Maxine Waters, the California Democrat, had joined protesters on Saturday and pressed for protests to escalate if Derek Chauvin was found not guilty. The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Global stock markets took a hit Tuesday after Wall Street retreated from record highs. London and Frankfurt opened lower, while Shanghai and Tokyo also declined. Hong Kong and Seoul did gain. Standard & Poor's 500 index lost a half a percentage point on declines for tech, bank, and energy stocks. It appears traders are uneasy about a rise in inflation and interest rates. The European Union generated more sanctions against Myanmar military leaders and army-controlled companies ahead of a regional meeting to discuss the worsening crisis in Myanmar after army leaders deposed the elected government. The Council of the European Union's latest sanctions target 10 individuals and two military-controlled companies already subject to sanctions by the United States, Britain, and other governments. Walter Mondale, the influential former senator, vice president, and Democrat nominee for president, is dead. Mondale, who served as President Jimmy Carter's vice president from 1977 to 81, died Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Jackson County, Texas, Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach tells Fox News what he is witnessing as the border crisis continues.
Well, if you're here in Texas, I'm not that far from the border, but the geography puts me right in the middle of the national corridor headed into Houston, the number one human trafficking drug corridor hub here in Texas. What that means here, and I think that the most valid point that I can make is in every town hall, I was at one yesterday evening, where the public expressed the extreme fear that these policies have promoted. And I don't think that the Biden administration understands that perception from people. I have several trains that come through the county that in numerous times over the past have been laden with illegal aliens who are being smuggled into the country or arriving in the country. A little bit different than the ones who are simply just walking in and by policy from the Biden administration are able to be transported into the country. So these are the things that probably mean the most to myself and law enforcement here in Texas is the overall abject fear that people are having with this. It's the constant flow of narcotics, yes, the constant flow of illegal aliens, but that spawns an attitude here within our communities of lawlessness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.